Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For we do
rise. Hallelujah.
But get through evening, y'all. We do pray that you will delight in Israel this day. We ask you in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, pour out your Ruah in a mighty way, that your manservant may teach with simplicity, and that we may gain understanding of Scripture. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. And all Israel cry, Hallelujah! 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 Look to your neighbor and say, My neighbor, Yah is my source of strength. For I have confidence in Yahshua. May Yah barak you. Maslumka. You may be seated. Hallelujah. For his name is excellence, and his truth is great and mighty. We know that Yahshua is the mighty revelation of the Emet, the truth of Almighty Yahweh. He is the faithfulness of Almighty Yahweh. He is the strength. He is the purpose of Yahweh served in a natural biological body, that the power of his Emet, his truth, may be revealed unto Israel, and not only revealed, but the strength, the power, and the very purpose of that truth revealed unto us. This is a generation that is one that is consumed by its iniquitous ways. It is a generation that is full of iniquity. And that is the all none, or a generation that has not the Torah power of Yahweh working in the inside. It has a tradition. It has its own bylaws that have reduced the Torah of Yah down to non-existence. But to true Israel, the Torah of Yahweh is our strength of assurance. That is what assures us the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. I want to continue from the message I began on the Shabbat, because there are so many things that we do miss. There are many things I know that I do miss. But I want to continue on this, the way of Emet, or the way of truth, the way of Yahweh's truth. We must understand, first of all, that everything must be confirmed by Scripture. There is no answer as to what the Emet or truth of Yahweh is unless it is told unto us from the Ketuvah, the Scripture of Almighty Yahweh. So it has to be answered from Scripture. It cannot be something that we have made up in our own philosophies or our own religious practices. But it must be based upon what Torah teaches us, and it must be in the book. And we must be able to find it from the Bereshit, or the introduction of the Torah of Yah unto man. It has to be. That is why we have messed up so much, because we have tried to find answers outside of Scripture. We've tried to find answer in our theological debates, and it does not produce the strength of Yahweh. Well, what is the strength of Yahweh? It is the power of assurance, and that witness that dwells in the inward parts of Israel, that the mighty power of his testimony is true. And Yahshua is true because he dwells within us. We must have the strength of Almighty Yahweh. There is no strength of the witness of Yahweh without Yahshua. That is the assurance of the strength of Israel. And that is why he said the power of his truth, a living truth, not a dead truth, not a witness unto them that the flesh could not comprehend because it was so weak. But he said the power of his revelation truth in Yahshua, and the Ruah, the Spirit, that it may bring alive what he had purposed in Israel from the beginning. I want to show us some simple truths in Scripture. And I want to begin in Yochanan, first Yochanan, the first letter of John. And there was one verse I want to emphasize, but I want to begin in 1 John chapter 3. And let me begin in verse 4. We do have the hope of Yahshua in us, And we know we have this hope in us because having this hope in us, as He was purified, even we are purified in the same manner. We know that the Torah of Yahweh was in the love, the heart of Yahshua. Do we all concur with that? He had the Torah in the inward part because it's vitally important that we understand the inward workings of Almighty Yahweh. For the scripture talks much about the inward parts of man. That is the mind, the love, the entire being of man in one accord with His truth. And so as we have this pure purpose in us, as He was purified, even so we are purified even today because He dwells in our lamb. Yochanan says in the first Yochanan chapter 3 verse 4, whosoever practice or walk in sin transgresses also the Torah. For a man turns away from the discipline of Torah, where a man practices those things that are not in regard to what the Torah commands, then that man is walking in iniquity. He is a man of iniquitous practices. His mind, his love is not controlled by the disciplines of the Torah of Yahweh. We must understand, as I say this repeatedly, the Torah is the disciplines of Yahweh to govern every aspect of our lives. And that is what the Torah does. It judges, it keeps us in the right order or the right way. We cannot walk in the way of Yahweh without the Torah. We must know that that is the way. When He brought Yisrael out of Mizraim, He brought them in the wilderness. And the first thing He did, He gave them a Torah to walk in the way of the Torah. And when they walked in the way of the Torah, there was light, there was abundance, there was fruition, and the power of Yah was in the midst of Israel. Now, if the power of that document written and given unto Moshe for Israel, if it sustained a people that were carnal and did not have the full revelation of Yahweh, then what more we that have the full revelation of Yahweh in the face of Yahshua, how much more accountable are we to the Torah of Almighty Yah? So when a man sins, when he commits sins, when he practices a lifestyle that disregards the Torah, that will not comply to the Torah, then that man is walking in iniquity. He is a Torah-less man. His mind, his love has not the Torah of Yah. He is not walking in the discipline or the way of the Torah life of Almighty Yahweh. And if he's not walking in that, then Yahshua dwells not in that man. I do not care how they carry out their activities and all these superficial things that they call the tongues of Yah. No, I believe in the tongues of Yahweh. But this trash today is not the tongues of Almighty Yahweh. It brings no edification to the assembly. It brings no enlightenment to the assembly. It brings nothing of added dimension to the assembly of Israel. It is just a jittering and a gibberish thing that they have learned about the practice of the Spirit that has come in. But the tongues of Yah, or the speaking of the language of Yahweh, it will always bring an edification unto the house of Israel. When a man prays in tongues, he prays in his private closet, that it may bring edification unto him. But in the midst of the assembly, it does not bring any edification at all. It's just a sound. If anything, we must have meaning or understanding of the sound that is in the midst. So whoever commits sin, they transgress also the Torah. For sin is the transgression of the Torah. For sin is a defying of the Torah. Well, what is sin? When one transgresses the Torah, when one defies the Torah of Yahweh, then that one is sinning. When one goes contrary to what Yah commands us, then that one is blatantly rebelling against Yahweh. This is a generation that is so full of iniquity, it cannot discern that it is walking in darkness, and the mindset is so corrupt. It cannot discern that. It doesn't even realize that it is sinning because it thinks of its good deeds, as they would say, then that justified them before Yah, but that's not so. We that are born of Yahweh, we cannot sin. And the reason we cannot sin, because the Torah of Yah remains, and the love of Yahshua, He's in us, and we cannot transgress the Torah. There is no blatant defiance of the Torah. When you come to the knowledge of the Torah of Yah, you're not going to blatantly defy it. You're not going to blatantly deny His name. You're not going to have some God before Yahweh. You're not going to honor your neighbor and love your neighbor as you love yourself. You're not going to blatantly defy that of Yahweh. If you are truly the seed of Israel, you can never walk in the way. You can never know the way, because the way that Yahshua brought to the Lamb of Man was the Torah way, or the life of Torah. And He's the life of Torah. And we must have the life of Torah in us. And if we do not have that, we will be defiant of Yah. We will sin, and we will walk in every kind of abominable act and deed that can be imaginable in a mind that is not controlled by the power of Almighty Yahweh. We must be controlled by Yahweh. We will be like wild dogs if we were not. We would have no restraints at all. If there was no Torah to restrain us, we would be worse than beastly animals. And that is the true indictment upon us. Did we not see that in Israel? When Moshe came down off the mountain with the Torah, it's amazing, because that was written by the hands of Yahweh. I do not believe that He wrote anything for it to be annulled. He wrote something in us, Israel, and He does not mean for that to be annulled. I don't care what these children of hell are saying, but He did not take His time to write that and give it unto Israel. When He came down, He saw them. They were in all kind of folly and beastly activity, sexual orgies, and eating like beastly dogs, unto where He threw the stones or the tables of stone down. And that was the indictment of the mishpat, or the judgment of Yah, that will never leave out of the house of Israel. True indictment upon them. So if we are not governed by Yah, we will be worse than beasts. So we must turn to Yah for the governing of our love, by the Ruah, the Spirit of Truth in Yahshua. Hallelujah. So we that are of Yahweh, we do not commit sin. There is no purpose for us to sin. There's no willingness. Now verse 5 and 6, they are very key. Listen. And you know that Yahshua was manifest to take away our sins. He was manifest to purge and to take away our sins. Because the power of Torah, it was encased and it was enamored by the darkness of flesh. There was a deep veil over our lives, and we did what was right in our own sight. And we went about our own ways, doing what we thought was right in our own religious practices, in our own choosing of what kind of religious dictates we would follow. So we know that He came to take away this transgression, this willing practice against the Torah that we had perpetrated. And in Him is no sin. Now why there is no sin in Yahshua? Because the Torah, it is in His love. And if we have the true Torah of Yah in us is no sin. I don't care what the religious perverts say. In us is no sin. For the Torah of Yahweh was in His lap, was it not? And so we know what sin is when one transgresses or defies the Torah of Yah. We know that that is sin. We know when one practices this disobedience unto the Torah of Yah, then that one is walking in iniquity. And that means that that mind is Torah-less, or the left is not controlled by the instructions of Torah. So in Him is no sin. Never whatsoever. He was a man of flesh, but He had the love of the might of Torah, yet He was the word of Yah, and the word that Yahweh gave unto Moshe was the Torah. And in that word was life unto Israel. I will show us in scripture. Yahweh's word always has had life. It was simply the rebelliousness of His house that would destroy the light of the life in it. When Yahweh spoke, everything came into existence. When He said, let us make man, He made man. And He breathed the life of His word into man. He became a living being. And He gave him a Torah. He gave him a law to govern the garden, to govern his wife, to govern himself, to govern his mind. He gave him a Torah. And He has given us a Torah as well, brothers and sisters. And His Torah, it controls every aspect of our lives. Everything in our lives, the Torah, the book of Yah, the scroll, controls that. Verse 7. He says, in verse 6, whosoever lives in Him, abides in Him, sins not. Whosoever sins continuously, there's a practice of disobedience unto the Torah. Now we must find out what sin is, and we know we must go back to verse 4 to realize what sin is. So there is no defiance of Torah. There is no willingness to disobey the Torah of Yahweh. So whosoever sinneth have not seen Him, neither know Him. When a man walks defiantly against the truth, and I will establish what truth is, it can only be established by Scripture. It is not established by definition of man, by Webster, by Oxford. It is established out of the lips of Almighty Yahweh what truth is. And we must base everything upon the definition of truth in Scripture. Not what man says, but what the Abba has written for us to understand, to learn, and to know what His truth is. It must be defined by Scripture. It cannot be defined by the meeting of minds. It is defined by the mind of Almighty Yahweh. And Yahshua is the truth of Yah. Because the Torah of Yahweh was in the lev of Yahshua. They that practice defiance of the Torah, they do not know Him, they have neither seen Him, nor do they understand the power of Yahweh. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that does tzaddik or righteousness is tzaddik. He is righteous. Even as Yahshua is righteous. He that commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. For this purpose was the Son of Yah manifest, that He might destroy the works of the enemy. Whosoever is born of Yahweh doth not commit sin. They do not practice a defying of Torah. For we know that sin is the transgression of the Torah. Now that's sin, brothers and sisters. This is a nation, a generation of people that defies the Torah. And listen to our illustrious president today as he spoke that if Iran gets the nuclear bomb, there will be a World War III. This is the only nation that has been a part of every world war. It is a vile, wicked nation. It is a Torah-less nation. It is a nation of iniquity. What a religious pride for mine. Yet this nation has bombed, destroyed, and killed more. Yet they cannot see their wickedness and the vile nature that they walk in. Because when one walks in iniquity, he doesn't realize that he's walking contrary to what Yahweh commands. So we are born of Yahweh, and we cannot commit sin. Why? For His seed remains in Him. Whosoever is born of Yahweh does not commit sin, for His seed remains in Him, and he cannot sin because he's born of Yahweh. Now we know that the zira of the seed of Yah is His word. Now is the Torah of Yahweh His word? Did He not write that? The Scripture tells us that He wrote that. And He gave the tablets unto Moshe to deliver that unto Israel. And what is in the level of Israel and the inward part? Did not He write that in us? So His seed remains in us. And we will not defy the Torah of Yahweh. We will not go estranged from the Torah of Yahweh. That is why we have these religious perverts and religious demonic powers that rule. And they tell you this is sin, that sin. But what is sin? Sin is the defiance of the Torah. Period. Point blank. And nothing to be added. Nothing else. That is sin. Hallelujah. Yeshua has given us a greater enlightenment of light of this mighty way of the truth. And we must walk in the way of the truth. And Yeshua is the way, he is the truth, he is the light, he is the life of Yah. And what was in him to bring all those elements unto us? What was in the lev of Yeshua that he would be our emet, our truth? Well, the Torah was in his lev. He had the Torah in the inward parts. He had the light of the Torah. He was the amplification of the light of Torah. And so Torah has been reduced down in this religious world to nothing. But not in the seed of Israel. That is the seed of Yah that remains in us. That we cannot sin. Yeshua did not come to destroy that, but he came to enhance that. He came to give the life unto that Torah and the power that we may see the demonstration of Yahweh in us. These generations say they're walking in Yah's demonstration. They're liars. They're walking in this spirit of Shaitan. And he has the power to perform shimiyans, miracles, and mighty deceiving miracles. He has the power to do that. Don't let no one kid you for that. He has the power. Now I want to move on in the way of the truth. See, he has put a way in us. And he has put the Torah way in us, brothers and sisters. He has not put the Baptists or the Pentecostals or the Methodists or the Apostolic. They're all apostates. They are apostate religions. He has put the way, the halacha. He has put the way in us. And his way is the Torah. Because the way of the Torah, it brings life, it brings strength, it brings riches unto Israel. And I will prove it from the book. It is not my opinion, but it's what the book says, alright? Let me move a little farther here. Hallelujah. Since we understand, brothers and sisters, we know that whosoever commits sin, commit iniquity. For sin is the transgression of the Torah. One that walks in iniquity, there is a perverse wickedness there. It is beyond descriptive superlatives. There's a corruption there that is a stench in the nostrils of Yah. It is a mind that blatantly defies the Torah. It is a mind concept that willingly transgressed the Torah. It is a mind that says to hell with the name of Yah, well, his Shabbat is not for me. That is the mindset of one that that sins against Yah. It is a mindset of iniquitous work. One that is depraved and perverse. One that is unclean. One that is uncontrollable. And that's this generation today. We can never define truth but by one scripture. And I want you to turn there. I know you know it, but I want to read it. It says in Tehillim, Psalms 119 and verse 142. David said, your tzedakah is an everlasting tzedakah. So the way of Yahweh, is that an everlasting way? Yeah. Is his righteousness everlasting? Yeah. Does his righteousness change? It never changes. So the righteousness of Yah, it is an everlasting righteousness. And he says this emphatically and profoundly. And your Torah is the truth. It is your firmness, your faithfulness. It is your reliability, it is your stability. It is your continuance. It is what we can rely upon. It is his Torah that is the truth, brothers and sisters. Not what these religious perverts are expressing what truth is. I said to a man other night, he said, we must live by the word of Yah. I said, what is the word of Yahweh? It is the Torah of Yahweh. It is his truth. His Torah is his truth. You cannot have word without the Torah, for the Torah is the power of his government, the power of his instructions unto man. When he spoke unto Adam, the first thing he said, of all the things of this garden you may eat, but the tree of the knowledge of Tov and Ra, do not eat from. from the beginning. And we can even see it with Noah, how the Torah and Abraham, how they moved into, how they kept the aspects of the Torah, how Noah, how he sacrificed and burnt offerings and things of that nature. His Torah has never been eliminated. Everything, there is a law, there is a power to govern. And we must understand the way of Yah is the way of His Torah. And that's why Yahshua came to give us light, to let the light shine upon Torah, that it is not grievous unto Israel, but it's a great delight that our Abba would take time to put something in each of us, that no man has to teach you that, but it's already written in your lap, and when the Ruah comes, it will shine the light of power on the witness of that Torah of truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll not speak of himself, we will speak of the mighty testimony of Yahshua. For he is the promise and the light of the Torah of Yah. For the Torah was in him. That's why if we're in him, he in us, we cannot sin. We will not defy the Torah of Yah. The enemy got us thinking we sin because we did this or we stumped our Torah. That's not sin. Sin is a transgression of the Torah. That is sin. That is sin. And when the Torah is in our mind, there will nothing be exalted about the Torah, because it will keep everything. It will govern everything. It will govern our thoughts, govern our emotions. It governs our ahava. It governs our feelings, our intent. It governs everything. That is what the Torah of Yah does, the way of Yah. So you cannot establish truth unless it is established by Scripture. That is the truth. That is the truth. Not the lying ways of the apostate apostolics, not the wicked ways of the Baptists or the Methodists or the Pentecostals. This is the truth. His Torah, his law is his emet, his truth. That is his firmness. That is his soundness. That is his faithfulness. His Torah, that is the faithfulness of Yah. That is our security. That is our assurance. The Torah of Yah. That's why I was in the love of Yahshua, for his Torah was in his love, to give us the assurance of the power of Torah. Not because of the ways man have established, and all of the religious doctrinal ways, they're all in error. They have such corruption. If his seed remains in us, we cannot sin. Those that have the Baptist doctrine, they sin. The Seventh-day Adventists, they sin. The Jehovah lying witness, they sin. They have no witness of Yah. You cannot have the witness of Yah without the Torah. That's why when Yahshua came, he shone that light down in our inward parts and said, no, this not one is Israel. That one is. You can't see in there. I know, but see, I can see through that darkened maze of darkness in his lab. The Torah is there. Yah has written that there. But he is a corrupt, wicked, adulterous, vile, insidious manner of workings of a vile thing. I know, but there, see there, see that little thing, that light there? Hallelujah. That's the power of the Torah of Yah. But he doesn't look worthy. I know that's not what I came to look at. How worthy was. It was what Yah put there. And he put in Yisrael. He put his Brit Shadassah. He did a circumcision by his own hand. And he wrote his Torah in the lap of Yisrael. That we will not sin, we will not practice sin, we will not defiantly disobey Yah and say to our Abba, I will do it, I don't care what you say, but we will take great delight that he has elected you and chosen you to walk under the auspice or the power of his government and elevated you to a royal Kohenship, to priesthood, to make you a Kadosh nation, a people of royal, royal dignity. That's what Yah has done to Israel. Not what these land dogs like the T.D. Jakes and the Bishop Weeks, these serpents of hell and beggars of dollars, and they love money more than they love Yah. That's not what Yah came to give us. He did not come to give us. He came to... This life is a temporary life. It's an organic life. It eludes us. It's over with after a while. He did not want you to have an intent that this was permanent. Hallelujah. So he made sure you had food and raiment and be content, because there's something greater than this life. Hallelujah. greater than their cars and their diamond rings and all this vile trash. It doesn't create nothing in one's life. It doesn't create a hava love. It doesn't create purity. It creates damnation and loss and envy and fight. That's all it creates. But the Torah of Yah does not. It brings us into the light of the truth. And when Yahshua comes, we know what's in his heart because we know what's in our hearts. When he comes and bring the light of Torah. And once that light began to be revealed, we began to rejoice even the greatest. And even the more we realize the very value of the Torah of Yahweh unto Israel. Hallelujah. So Torah is the truth of Yah, and that is it. It's settled and nothing else can be added. Turn back to 1 Yochanan, 1 John. Hallelujah. 1 John 2 and 4. The first letter, the epistle of Yochanan. I want to show you, brothers and sisters, you will know that you have the Torah, the truth of Yah in you. It says this in Yochanan, 1 Yochanan 2, 4. He that says, I know him. You that say you know Yahweh, that you love him, and keeps not his mitzvah, his commandment, is a liar. Do you hear that? And the Torah of Yah is not in your life. So if you say you love Yahweh and keep not his mitzvah, his name is no value, the Shabbat has been cast away from you, you are a liar. That is what Scripture says. It is not what I said. It is what Scripture says. You are a liar, and the Torah and the truth, the Torah, the way of Yah, which is the Torah way, is not in you. Period. We say we have this great Ahava for Yah, and we walk not in the way of his mitzvah, to love him with all of our life, our mind, soul, and our strength, to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, and upon that hence the whole Torah of Yah. So when a man says he loves Yahweh, when a woman says she has great delight in Yah, and will not keep his mitzvah, the mitzvah, were the mitzvah in the life of Yahshua? Was the Torah in Yahshua? Did he come to establish some other mitzvah, some other commands? He came to establish the commands of Yah. Think not I come to destroy the Nabi or the Torah, but I came to fulfill it. That is the way of Yahweh. So when a man says he loves him and he doesn't keep his commands, his mitzvah, he's a liar. And the Torah is not in that man. Okay, who it is, brothers and sisters? We know that Shatan was a liar from the beginning. And if we are liars, we are of our father, Shatan. And so when a man says, I have truth in me, and you don't love the mitzvah of Yah, you are a liar. You don't have the truth in you. When you have put gods before Yah, when you have built your Baptist image of a God, your Methodist image, your white image of a God, your black image, your Hebrew image, your Greek image, don't tell me you love Yahweh. When a man has the mitzvah of Yah in him, he has the truth in him. And he loves the instructions of Yahweh, the statutes, the limitations, where he's bound to, where his mind cannot go beyond. If our minds are not under the order or the auspices of the Torah of Yah, can we imagine? We know how some of our imaginations are, don't we? All right, that should answer that then, all right? Bless Yah for the Torah. Hallelujah. That is in the love of Israel. It is in the love. It is the centrality of Israel. It is the focus of Israel. It is the purpose of Israel. It is the delight of Israel. That our Abba would take sufficient time to guard each of us and to bless us with the life of his Torah. So we know, brother, if one that say that he or she is walking in the way and they do not love the mitzvah of Yah, they are liars. And you know what is a liar? The truth or the Torah of Yah is not in him. We establish what truth is. It is the Torah of Yahweh. That is truth, brothers and sisters. There's nothing else in Scripture that tells us what truth is. Now there are examples of the manifestation of the power of the Torah of Yah that we know is truth, but it is all based upon Torah. It's based upon the divine or the law of Yah. It's based upon the integrity of Yah. It's based upon the stability of Yah. It's based upon the faithfulness of Yahweh. It's based upon Yahweh's assurance or assurance unto Israel. So you cannot love Yahweh and not keep His mitzvah. His mitzvah, the commands of Yah, not grievous unto Israel. They must dwell in the inward parts, brothers and sisters, because Scripture teaches that. Scripture teaches us that. Hallelujah. David said, David said, listen, how can we desire this? Turn quickly to Tehillim. Psalms 51 verse 6. These religious perverts and these daughters of harlotry, they have brought us all under that bewitching spell. We all have been under that deceiving spell. Every last one of us. It's nothing like a whore, even though you're not attracted to a whore. But if you go out there and see a whore, you're going to look just to say, my, even if you look in disgust, it's something about how she draws the attention of everyone. Say what you will of me. You go to these large whorehouses like the T.D. Jakes and the Benny Hens, these children of hell, these serpents of darkness. They are angels of darkness, but yet they shine a light that is in the darkness of a dark people. And they bring them onto them because they have just a little more light than they do. Why? Because they hold the Torah of Yah in unrighteousness. They know that the Torah is there, but they will not teach the power and the promises of the Torah of Yahweh. David says in Tehillim, Psalms 51 verse 6. He says, Mama, behold. He's talking about Yahweh here. Yahweh, you, Tehillim 51 verse 6. You desire truth where? Was the truth in the inward parts of Yahshua? Yes. Did he not write the Torah in our inward parts? Yes. This thing just did not come to pass with us. It says, Maya, you desire truth in the inward parts and in the what? Yes. He said he would write his Torah in our 11, our what? Inward parts? Yes. Did Yah say that? Yes. And the truth is what? The Torah. Yes. Is it not? So that's what Yahweh desired. Well, preacher, that was for then. Do not they all read Psalms 23 or Tehillim 23? Do not people in this wicked generation go to the Psalms and find that comforting words in all of their debacles and sin? Sure they do. You know they do. If there's one book that is quoted more than any book, it is the Tehillim. It's the Psalms of David. Hallelujah. And yet they go there to find comfort, don't they? Well, I find comfort in this, brothers and sisters. For Yahweh desires truth in the inward part. Did he put truth in Israel in the inward part? Did he put truth in the hidden parts of Israel? Hallelujah. He desires truth in the inward part. What is truth? It's Torah. The Torah is the truth. He desires truth in the inward part. Was the truth of Yahweh in the inward parts of Yahshua? Is Yahshua the truth? Is Yahshua in the inward parts of us? Sure he is. Are we not the assembly of Yah? Is he not the head? Is that not what the heart is? The head? That's what the heart is. It is the head here. It's not just not that thing. That thing is just a muscle. It is the centrality, the central focus of mind. That thing does a thing. It beats and it pumps blood because this commands it to do it. This thing here commands that to pump blood. Boom, pa-boom, 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 pa-boom. I've told you often that my natural brother, his brain was dead. Boom! But his heart beat for a week. It was just a natural thing. Just beat. Boom, 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 boom. But he was still dead. He was dead. And so Yah desires imat truth in the inward part, what he desires. And in the hidden part, you shall make me to know your wisdom. Now there is where Yahweh, he wants truth in the inward parts. The Torah, it must be in the inward parts. That is the way of Yahweh. Because the way of Yahweh was in the lev of Yahshua. And the way of Yahweh is in the lev of Israel. And what Yahshua came to do is to witness that you are in the way if you obey that what Yah has put in your lev, And in your inward parts, brothers and sisters, we must do it. We cannot commit sin. We cannot blatantly defy Yahweh. We cannot say that the mitzvah of Yah, they have no power. We cannot say the stipulations of what Yah wrote unto Moshe on those tablets, that Torah of life for Yisrael. We cannot say that it is not pertinent to us. Because Yahshua is the living Torah of Yahweh. The Torah letter has no power at all because we saw what Yisrael did. Why? Because it was not mixed with Emunah. It was no faith there. They didn't believe Yahweh. They did not trust Yahweh. They did not trust His assurance and the certainty of Yahweh. But we have the Ruah, the life of Yah in us that makes us trust Him. Without doubting, we trust Him. And it is a great honor that we will not sin against Him. We will not defile the Torah. Hallelujah. His seed, His zirah, the Torah of Yah remains in us. And we cannot sin. We cannot sin. We cannot. Jeremiah, I read this on the Shabbat, but I want to read it again. Jeremiah 31:33. But this shall be the Brit Shadasa that I will make with the Bayit of Yisrael. After those days, saith Yah, I will put my Torah in the inward parts. Is that what it says? Did he put his Torah in the inward parts? And Yahweh desires truth in the inward parts. Is what David said, that we said. The truth of Yahweh has not changed. He desires truth in the inward parts, does he not? I just read that in Tehillim 51:6. He said, I will put my Torah in the inward parts and write them upon the Levim, and I will be their bar, and they shall be my people. So the truth, the Emet of Yah must be in the inward parts. And not only that Jeremiah resonated that, but also Shaul, he spoke the very same thing in Romiah 7:22. He will put His truth in our inward parts. Yah desire truth in the inward parts, my brothers and sisters. That's what He desire. He has put His Torah in us. And don't let no one, in Abraham, Hebrews 8:10 is where Shaul talks about quote the same thing that Jeremiah quote. But He desire truth in the inward parts. In the inward most sanctuary of man. In the inward parts. Don't you know your inward parts, you've hidden many things? You've hidden many thoughts? You've hidden many emotions? You've hidden many things in the inward parts, right? But Yah say He wants truth in the inward parts. Why? Because you will hide His zirah, His seed in your lamp, that you will not sin against Him. You will hide, you will guard the Torah of Yah in your lamp, that you will not transgress the Torah. That's why that we said, I will hide thy word, I will hide your word, Yah, in my love, that I will not sin against you. You will hide the zirah, the Torah of Yah, in your inward parts, that you will not sin against Yahweh. Because it is of great value unto us, Yisrael. So we will hide His imat, His truth, in our inward parts. For what purpose? That we will not sin. He desires truth. Yahweh desires truth in the inward parts. In the hidden part of man, He desires truth. He wants His truth that He has put in you. He wants that to come forth. He desires truth in the inward part. He desires truth in the inward part. That's what He desires. I want to read this very quickly to Lucas. This is what this religious world, this is what Yahshua, as He dealt with these Pharisees, Luke 11:39. This is a great metaphor of the religious practice of those that think they're keeping the Torah by some physical means, and those that truly keep the Torah by the Ruah of Yahshua. But Yahshua says in Lucas 11:39, as He reproves this Pharisaic mindset that thinks it knows, and this mindset that they always war against the Torah, doesn't it? Always trying to give you a reason why what that was for, quote, the Jews, unquote. His Torah was for the Hebrew Israelites. It was for the house of Israel. When He gave the Torah unto Moshe, did He give it just to the tribe of Yehuda? They all were there, and He gave him the Torah for the house of Israel. And we are the house of Israel from every tribe of Israel. We are the house of Israel. I know that's difficult for a generation to fathom, because we've been fed such filthy bread of vomit off the table of the deceivers. But we are the house of Israel. And the skin complexion is from one color extreme to the other. And every shade in between. He scattered Israel abroad, and they took wives of all kinds of tribes. Sure they did. We are the seed that Yah is gathering at this hour. He's going to know his seed. That's why he said, let the wheat and the tares tear together, because the seed has the zirah in them, and that seed is the word of Yah. It is the Torah of Yahweh. So Yahshua, as he reproved these Pharisees, he says in Luke 11:39, and Yahshua said unto the Pharisees, now do you Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter? And that's what religion does. That's what we call quote, Judaism, unquote. That's what it does. It makes clean the outside of the platter. Their rituals, their formalities, and their washing of their plates, and the eating of their food, and not the mixing of milk and beef and things like that. And that's from hell, because the Torah doesn't teach that. Because Abraham, he had beef, he had milk and all, and he ate it. Scripture tells us that. And so they've come up with their own doctrines. And so they want to make outside of the platter clean and make it look as though that they're pious and Shabbat guarding and they keep the Torah of Yah. But Yah says this, look what Yahshua says. You make it look nice on the outside, but your inward parts are full of raving and wickedness. You're full of vileness. Our inward parts have the Torah of Yah. He has put the Torah in Israel. He said, but you that are superficial, you religious, corrupt ones, he said, you look nice on the outside. And they look all pious on their sun, wicked day when they go to worship. They dress up in their finest. They drive their finest vehicles they think are fine. And they all are a piece of trash, because they all break down. If any man gets a feel out of a vehicle, he is a stupid man. If a vehicle makes you feel like a man, or feel like a woman, or give you some sense of dignity, you are of low esteem. You are stupid. What gives me strength is what he has put in the inward parts. What he has written in the inward parts. Not some metal or some tin. We have something that is greater than that. He says, so you look in your pious practices, your Judaism, your Islam, your Christianity. It looks right. It looks all dainty and beautiful outwardly. It will make you look at it and say, my boy, look at those Muslims. Boy, they seem so pious. They're full of pride and haughtiness. Yah says, but inwardly you're full of raving. You're full of raving and wickedness. Well, Israel, his seed remains in us. What is his seed? His Torah. The Torah of Yahweh. And he tells them, first of all, make clean the inside, or the lamb, make that clean first, and then the outside, that then it will follow pursuit. So they look right outwardly. They look pious. They dress in a way that draws attention to make others think that they have some religious aura. But inward they're full of raving. They rage against Yahweh. They defy Him. They defy the Torah. And they're full of wickedness. Don't you understand that is what iniquity is? It is a perverse wickedness. It is a corrupt wickedness. When one says to Yah, I will not obey the Torah. I will not walk in the way. See, the way of a wicked man seems right in his own mind, doesn't it? But Yah has established the way. And there is no way outside of Yahshua HaMashiach. And so they can wash their pots. They can pray in their shawls and their tizzeries and all of that. I don't say that to make mockery, but I'm saying it has no power at all, none whatsoever. They can parade this lost Torah that they may spend $25,000 to have one printed. It has no power at all. Yah desires Torah in the inward parts, not in the scroll, not in some scroll, and you kissing that, but He desires truth, Torah, in the inward parts of man. That's what He desires it. So to the religious man, that looks beautiful, but it has no strength at all. You said in one place, you're full of dead men bones. You don't have the Torah of Yah in you. You're full of dead men bones. You don't even have the bones of Yahshua. Full of dead men ways. Full of dead men practices. We have the Torah of life in us, my brothers and sisters. Let us not forget that. Let us not walk away from that. Let us not turn and sin against Yah. Well, you do not obey what Torah teaches us, and He tells us how to deal with our brothers and sisters. He tells us how to love them. It was one thing that Evangelist Horn would say, even though he did not have the knowledge, but yet the seed was there. He would say, he would tell us all the time that love is more than words or speech, the Hava. It is the deeds and the action. He didn't understand that he was talking about the Torah. But that is what the man was telling us. He will remind us this is the whole duty of man. What is his duty? To fear Yah and to keep His commandments. That was the truth. That was legitimate. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We must get this in the inward parts, my brothers and sisters. And it must be there by the hand of Yah. Yah said, I will write my Torah in Israel. I will put it in their mind. And I will put it in the inward parts. Why? Because I desire truth from the inward parts. He said, this practice here, your washing of your pots and your external practices, they mean nothing at all. You just lifting your hands, say, yeah, it means nothing. He won't praise us from the inward parts. He won't worship from the inward parts. Not because someone says worship Yah, he wants our accolades of Torah and reverencing Him from the inward parts. He desires Torah from the inward parts. That's where He wants us to come from. He doesn't want to come with some external practice or some way. And we go to these whole houses, forgive me, Yah, but the practice of these Jezebel houses, everything is a thing that is on the external. It is not something on the inward parts. He desires Emat. Truth, brothers and sisters, in the inward parts. That's what He desires. You cannot define truth but one way. His tzedakah is an everlasting tzedakah, His righteousness. For the righteous rule of Yah will never change. The Torah of Yah will never change. Never will change. Never. And He tells us what the truth is His Torah. And Yahshua tells us who He is. And the Torah was in His lap. The Torah was in Him. It was in His heart. That is the word of Yah. His Torah. What Yahshua came to do, He came to, everything He spoke was enlightenment of the Torah. Every word that He spoke, it was the words that He had heard. The power of Torah. And He spoke what He had heard. And so everything that He spoke was an enlightenment to Torah. It was the knowledge of Torah. It gave understanding to Torah. It showed us the purpose of Torah. So you make the outside look very fancy, but inside you're full of raving and wickedness. You're full of iniquity. You're full of depravity. You're full of your sinful ways. You don't know Yah. You don't understand the power of Yah. Hallelujah. In 3 Yochanan, I want to read this because this is very vital as I, the scriptures that I want to introduce tonight. It says in Yochanan, John 3, the third John, I would have began in verse 1. Now if this is the truth, or is a false statement predicated upon a false thing? It says in Yochanan 1:3, Yochanan said, for I rejoice how? Greatly. Do you understand that? Without magnitude of expression, without even expression. He said, I rejoice greatly when the Israelite brothers came and testified of the truth that was upon you. That was what? Does Yah desire truth in the inward parts? He said they testified of the truth that was in you. Yeshua testified of the wickedness that was in the Pharisees, did he not? Because they did not have the truth in their inward parts. He said they testify of the truth that is in you, even as you walk in what? The truth. What truth did they walk in? The Torah. See, the truth was in them, right? So they walk in the truth. He said, I hear of the testimony how that the truth is in you. The truth is in you even as you walk in the Torah. He said, because the Torah is in you, that you live in the Torah. You walk in the Torah. I rejoice to know that the truth is in you. I rejoice to know that you're my Israelite brothers because the truth is in you. And because the truth is in you, you walk in it. You walk in the truth. Your walk is based upon the Torah. Your actions, your lives are based upon the Torah because the Torah is in you. And if something is in us, it's in our inward parts. He desired truth from the inward parts. He desired. And a desire is a great rejoice. When you desire something, when that is fulfilled, do you rejoice? You do rejoice. I know I do. I don't care if it's a meal or whatever. I tell you all, it may sound crazy, but it's one thing that I love. And I love that gravy with the rice. I don't have to have anything with it. Just a little meat in it. And some eggs. Sister Roberts bringing that to me. It does something to me. This gravy and rice. I can eat rice with anything. I love rice. Rice, period. I thought I love rice, but little Joy Lindsay, she loves rice, Sister Joy. She can eat two bowls at a sitting. But I love rice. And I have some left over that I will polish off when I go home this evening. I love rice. I love rice. By itself, I don't need anything. Rice and olives, I love that. Hallelujah. Rice and gravy. But it makes my love rejoice. It does something in the inward parts. It does something in the inward parts. And so he said, I rejoice greatly to know that you are in the, that the truth is in you, that the Torah is in you, and that you walk in the Torah. Is that self-explanatory there? That's not hard to understand, is it? He said, the only way that you can walk in the Torah is because the Torah is in you. He tells us the position where the Torah is in the brethren. He shows us that in the Israelite elect of Yah. For the Torah is in you, and you walk in the Torah. He said, I have no greater joy. I have no greatness of love than to hear that my children walk in truth. That they walk in Torah. He said, there's nothing greater to know than my children walking in Torah. There's nothing greater to Yah than to know that his children walk in Torah. That we are walking in Torah. There are great benefits as we walk in Torah. These Jezebels today are deceiving the people. They're speaking lies of corruption. They hold the Torah, the truth of Yah, in unrighteousness. They're not the vessels of Yahweh. They're the seed of hell. He said, I have no greater joy than to know that my children walk in truth. What is truth? We must always go back to Tehillim, Psalms 119, 142. That is the expression of truth. His Torah is the truth. That's it. He said, and that makes me rejoice to know that you are walking in the Torah. And brothers and sisters, let no one trick you. We're walking in the Torah because the Torah is in us. Yah delights in that. And we ought to delight. For their great benefits. Listen to what Solomon says here in Mishlei, Proverbs 3:1. As he exhorts us here to be obedient in the faith of Yahweh, the wisdom of Yahweh speaks unto us. There's no way we're going to have the profoundness of the wisdom of Yahweh without having the mind of Yahshua. And he had one thing in his mind, and that was to walk in the Torah. He obeyed Yahweh. He pleased Yahweh, did he not? But look at what Solomon says in Mishlei 3:1. He says, my son, forget not my Torah, but let your lev keep or guard my mitzvah. Do you hear that?
Yes.
So how do our lev guard the mitzvah of Yah unless they are there written? So this is a command. Let our lev guard the mitzvah of Yah. Why? For length of days and short life. Brothers and sisters, I believe scripture. For they will give you length of days and long life. They will. Well, little sister Jayla, she was young, precious in the sight of Yah. She had no sins. She had no sins. There were no sins. So it could not have been her Avat or the Ayman, because she had no sins. None. She, Yah says, and the wisdom of Yah speaks unto us. This is the Ru'ah of Yah. Did not we do in Sukkoth here on the seventh Ru'ah Shem of Yahweh? As Deacon Benny continuously reminded of us of the seventh Ru'ah Shem of Yahweh. And this is the Ru'ah Shem, the wisdom of Yah speaking unto Israel. Guard, brothers and sisters, this Torah, the mitzvah of Yah in your lev. You cannot establish no gods. You cannot create no god. You cannot have a god before Yahweh. You cannot take his name in vain. You cannot deny the Shabbat. You must remember the Shabbat and keep it kadosh. You can't do that. So you guard the mitzvah. You guard the commands of Yahweh. Why? Because they will add length of days. And they will give us long life. And also they will give us shalom. I know what the enemy tells us. I know where even our own lives were. When we remove our thoughts away from Torah, how it will speak to us. But this is what Yahweh tells us. It will give a length of days and long life and shalom. Why? Because listen, the Torah guards every aspect of our lives. It governs everything. The way we walk, the way we talk, the way we eat, the way we sleep, the way we work, the way we rest. Every aspect. That's what the Torah is. And if we obey that, Yah cannot lie, can he?
No.
It will do justice. Shall add to you, let not mercy and truth. Now what is truth? Torah, isn't it?
Yes.
Forsake you. He tells us to bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of your lev. Has not Yah written his Torah? In the level of Israel, this is the way of Yahweh. His way is not the way of Islam. His way is not the way of, quote, Judaism, unquote. His way is not the way of Christianity. But his way is the way of his Torah, his truth. That's the way of Yah, in the living power of Yahshua HaMashiach. The Torah has no life in us without the testimony of Yahshua. We will sin, and we have the letter of the Torah, but once Yahshua comes in, the power of that life of Torah in our minds, our inward parts, will give us the strength of the power that we will not sin. That's just it. It comes alive, brothers and sisters. A young man will not commit sins of atrocity or older brother unto Yah when the life of this Torah shines, because the Torah will lead us always in the way. And that way is into the bosom or in the pathway of Yah. And the pathway of righteousness, Tzedekah. And we know that his righteousness is everlasting. His righteousness is his word, his zerah, his seed. It is his Torah. That is his righteousness. That is how just he is. For his Torah shows us how just he is, how pure he is, how faithful he is, how stable he is. That's what his Torah tells us. It shows us that. And to nullify that, we're fools. We're crazy. His Torah is truth unto Israel. Write the Torah of Yah upon the table of your lev. When we have this in our lev, brothers and sisters, we shall find favor and we shall have good understanding in the sight of Yahweh and men. Trust in Yahweh with all of your lev. You have to, when you have the Torah, or the written power of his Torah there. They trust in Yahweh with all of your love and lean not to your own binah. We heard of that in Sukkot, the Ru'ah of Binah, the understanding of Yah. He says, in all of your ways acknowledge Him, and Yahweh will direct your paths. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him. Yahweh, this is not the way. Yah, this, are you leading me this way? He will direct your path. In all of your ways, everything you do, acknowledge Him. Toda Yah. When you wake up in the morning, Toda Yah. At noonday, at midday, whatever. You barak Him. You esteem Him. You acknowledge Him. And He will direct you. He will direct your paths. He will. He will do that. It's almost like a child. Every time the child comes and see dad or mom or ayma or vata, they always acknowledge them. The wife sees the husband, she acknowledges him. That's what we do with Yah. And He will direct all of our paths. He will. Our paths seem right, brothers and sisters, but they're not right. That's why the life of Torah, the witness of Yahshua, this truth, it must be alive in us all the time, because we will find ourselves gone out of the Torah way. That's why He had to put it in the inward parts in our lamp to secure us. And I bless Him for that. I bless Him for that. I'm glad that we don't have to come to know David Roberts and bring a goat or a pigeon. And I stand somewhere and offer up the sins, and you got to look at the mitzvah and say, yeah, I did that and I did that. And you go back and you do the same thing again. But yet it is the power of that witness of truth in our love. When we are fallen, when we have sinned against the Torah, it is the cleansing of that down the blood of Yahshua that washes away the stain, the remembrance of the sin, and there is no more accountability for that. He had to have some confidence in Yisrael. Listen, brothers and sisters, that He will put something in Yisrael, that He will put His Torah there. And we are worthless pieces of trash. We stink. Our ways are rotten, vile. But Yah says, this is Yisrael. But it seemed like nothing, only pay attention to it. But this is Yisrael. I was telling Brother Ricky, we were picking some of the scuffernogs, and I said to him, when we put these out, they were like switches, and it looks, well, that's not going to grow, but yet it grows. We planted all this broccoli out here, and little old withery plants, and yet they received the water, nothing there. And all of a sudden, you walk by the gardens, and hundreds of broccoli plants are flourishing and green and beautiful. It may seem as though there's nothing there, but y'all know what He's put there, brothers and sisters. Just let the living water water that. Just let the water, this testimony, the witness of Yahshua, water that what He has already put in your land. The zira of His Torah, the seed of His Torah, let Yahshua water it and see what would happen. Let the rain come in due season and see what will happen in the inward parts and see how we'll be gathered, transform your thinking, your walk, your attitude about everything. Just let the water flow. Let the water from the living well, Yahshua, just let it gush out. Let it gush out in our lives, in our inward parts. You will see the fruit, the growth of Yahweh there. Hallelujah. You got to have water. It's important, isn't it? Sure it is. Sure it is. This thing has not changed for us, brothers and sisters. Listen to this quickly in Tehillim, Psalms. Chapter 40, verse 8. Tehillim 48. I love this. If you get nothing out of this message tonight, remember this. It says in Tehillim 40 and verse 8. This is Yahshua speaking in the first person. I delight to do your will, O Yahweh my Abba. Yes, your Torah is within my love. And if it was in Yahshua's love, we want to be like Him, don't we? We want to walk like Him. Then we must have within our love the Torah of Yah. I don't care, brothers and sisters. I don't care what man says. This is our pattern here, isn't it? Is Yahshua our pattern? Who put the Torah there? Did Yahweh not put the Torah in His love? Same as He has done with us, Yisrael. We are the sons of Yah. It does not yet appear what we should be, but when we see Yahshua, we're going to be like Him. Hallelujah. And I see him today, brothers and sisters, where we see him in one another. And we know we see him, we're like him because we have the Torah of Yah in our left. I know that that is for future event as well. But it's a now word too, brothers and sisters. The word of Yah is not some distant word, it's a now. He's a very present help. Well, what is his help? His word and the time of trouble. His word is a now, is a present. It's a present action to the word of Yahweh. It is not some distant action in the future, although there's a distant connotation to the word, but it is now for Israel. Now is the acceptable time of Yahweh, not tomorrow, but now we accept the word of Yahweh. We delight to do His will. Why? Because His Torah is in us. That's why you delight to obey Yah. That's why it's not gruesome to obey, to keep His mitzvah, because you delight to do what? Because His Torah is in our land. It's in us. Yisrael, the Torah of Yah is there. Hallelujah. Yah did not write this for us, for it to be expunged. He says here in Shemoth, listen to this. This is the counsel of Yethro, the counsel to Moshe in Exodus 18:19. It says in Exodus 18:19. As Yethro counseled Moshe, he says unto him, listen to my voice, son. He said, I will give you counsel. And he tells him, and Yahweh shall be with you. He says, stand before the people. He says, stand before Yahweh for the people, that you may bring the matter to Yahweh. Now look what he tells him. Look what he tells Moshe. He says, and you shall teach them statutes. You shall teach them the statutes of Yah and Torah. Does he tell them that? And you shall show them the way wherein they must walk. You must. We are led by the Ruah of Yah, are we not? And we're sons. And the Ruah comes to show us in the way to walk. Brothers and sisters, the Ruah come to show us to walk in the way of Torah. That's why when the Ruah comes, the first thing it does, it reproves the world of sin. Because we have transgressed the Torah. And so when it comes, it guides us in the way of the Torah, in the way we must walk, and the works that we must do. He said, moreover, now, he said, I want you to do this, son. You shall provide out of all the people able men. Now what is the strength of these men? Men that fear Yahweh, men of truth. Men that have the Torah, how do you know they have the Torah? Hating covetousness, this lust, this greed, coveting thy neighbor's goods, coveting thy neighbor, coveting the things of Yahweh. So you shall, men that are able, not novice, men that understand the power of Torah, and you shall put them over 1,000, over 150, you shall put them over the people, and those matters, and only the serious matters, shall come to you. You must teach the people Torah. You must teach them the statutes of Yahweh. You must instruct them in the ordinance of Yahweh. And we must be. This has not changed. And the Torah will show us and teach us the way to walk. And what works we must do. And show us the works of Yahweh. That's what the Torah does. These things have not been done away with because of what man says. They have not been done away with. But this is what Yah has given unto Israel. And we must hear what Yahweh speaks unto Israel. Yochanan, turn back to Yochanan, John chapter 14. This is the way of Yahweh. The way of Yahweh, it was in Yahshua, was it not? Was His Torah in Him? Yochanan 14:1. Yahshua says, let not your love be troubled. You believe in Yahweh, believe also in me. He said, in my Abba's Bayat are many mansions or abiding chambers, places of dwelling. If it were not so, I would have not told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there you may be also. Listen. And where I go, you know. And the way, you know. Where I go, you know, and the way I go, you know. Well, what is the way? Well, the way is the way of the light of truth and the Torah of Yahweh. For the Torah was in him. Thomas says to him, Masters, we know not where you go. And how can we know the way? Yahshua says to him, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life of Torah. I am Torah. I am the way of Torah. He says, no man comes to the Abba except through me. Now you can try as a thief any other way. There's only one way unto Yahweh, and that's through Yahshua. He is the way. For the Torah was in him. The way that Yah wrote with his fingers unto Moshe, that was the way that will lead Israel unto the abundance of Yahweh. And it was life in that the only reason that life could not be manifest was because of the weakness of the flesh. That is why we must impel and destroy the power of the flesh, the lust and the affections thereof, that we may stay in the way. Because they did not kill their flesh, they will see things they will want garlic. They will see that they want cow meat. That they will want this. And when Yah says, just get enough for your family, they got greedy, they got covetous, and tried to get more. He had prepared a way for them. Yahshua is the way. He is the life of Torah, brothers and sisters. He is the atonement that we need in Torah. He is the dam shed. He is the blood shed for us for our sins, transgressing the Torah of Yah. He tells us he is the way. What way did he walk in? Did he walk in the way of the Torah? Was the Torah in him? So we must walk in the way of the Torah. Was the Torah the truth? Sure was the truth. In wisdom, it says here that the Torah of Yah, it will give us long life and longevity. It will give us life and shalom. Yahshua is the Ruah. He brought the Ruah and the power of that truth unto us. And the Ruah, or the spirit, or the quickening power of that, it makes it real to us. Do you understand? He simply came to make the Torah real to us. It's real. It's something that when you can sense something in the inside, it's a different thing. When you got an emotion that comes from the inward parts, it makes every part of your body, you can sense that in the every extremity of your body. Sure you can. So he is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life. No man comes unto the Abba but by him. No other way you're going to come to Yah but by Yahshua. You cannot even get to Yah but by Yahshua. He is the only way. I want to close here in Yahshua ben Nun. And Yahshua. In Joshua 24:14. Hallelujah. As he gathered all the tribes of Israel in Shechem, he speaks unto them. 24:14. Now therefore fear Yahweh and serve him in sincerity and in truth. In Torah. And put away the gods which your avat served on the other side of the flood and in Mizraim, and serve you Yahweh. Did Yahweh show us how to serve him? Sure he did, in Torah. Did he show us how to worship him? In Torah. He showed us all things. And we must fear Yah. We must put away the gods. We must put away the traditions and the rituals. Must put away the black man's rituals, the Hebrew rituals, the white man's rituals, the Greeks. And we must follow the way. And that way is Yahshua. We must walk in the truth. And we are in him. And we must walk in that truth, Yahshua. And we must walk in the life of Yah. And the life of Yah is the true witness of the testimony of Yahshua in us. That his Torah is from above. And his Torah is his instructions unto us, Israel. Let us take great delight and rejoice that we walk in the Torah, because the Torah is in our life. May Yah barak you all. May he strengthen Israel, you that are listening. May he strengthen you. May he cause his light to shine upon you mightily, that you may be refreshed this night. We bless you, barak you all, for the kingdom of hell is coming down. Brothers and sisters, this monetary system in America is coming down. What do you mean? I'm going to continue this on next week, Wednesday. There's more to this, all right? I got pages of it. I just pull out a few scriptures tonight, all right? May Yah barak you all. May you all be strong. Fourth thing, Yah barak you all. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all that are listening. Hallelujah. And all things we do, Baraki Almighty, Yah, bless your people, I pray. Yahshua's mighty name, we ask your blessing upon Israel, and we trust you for all things. Yahshua's mighty name. And all Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.